I travel throughout the country, and one of the things that you notice is every, pretty much at every local government that we pass through, there is someone who's been elected who is mentally ill. Case in point, facing a need for $743 million worth of repairs to crumbling infrastructure, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, has told residents the city can fix its many potholes through the power of prayer. Yes, I believe we can pray potholes away. Moses prayed and a sea opened. After tonight's show, I would hope that all of you would take a moment, meet in the lobby, and form prayer groups. One thing you know about New York, our streets have real problems. So if you could get out there early tomorrow and just fucking really give it your all. Try to get out there really early before traffic hits. That was the mayor of the town speaking, who's also a church pastor. What strikes me most about this is I've time and again have had to bring this up, and I realize I have to repeat it yet again. I've talked about it in another special, but I don't care. It's got to be repeated and repeated and repeated because nobody's fucking listening to me. But the fact of the matter is that you Christians have to stop reading the Old Testament. You don't understand. It literally escapes you. You haven't a fucking clue. And I will repeat this to the day I die. It's not your fucking book. Our book has a really mean God. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Scared the shit out of you. So you had to come up with this nice kid. That's your book, asshole. Every time I turn on a pastor on Sunday, a Christian, talking about the Old Testament, they never fucking get it right. Ever. They don't understand the basics of the Bible. It was written by the elders. It was written by the elders. These are stories that they told to the Israelites in order to distract them from the fact that they were wandering in the desert without air conditioning. Moses prayed and the sea opened. That's a great fucking story, isn't it? They even made a movie out of it. Huh? That's probably where this son of a bitch found out about it. That isn't the way it happened. Every Jew knows that. Here's what went down. Moses prayed, and then he prayed, and then he prayed. And then he went, fuck! And went to the Jewish people and said, we're going to have to walk around. But that's not a great story.